Hello, everyone. Did you know that your life experiences are meant to be a gift? Yes, your life experiences are a gift given to you. Now, you may not feel like that, but the reality is areas of your life that you have walked through, your personal experiences, even those that are messy and not so nice. How you have responded to those life messages are meant to be a gift to the world around you. Hi, I'm Lisa Vanderquack, the CEO and founder of Speak to Transform Academy, and I want to share with you today the power of owning your story and why it's so important for you to learn how to take the tests of your life and make them your testimony, take the mess of your life and make it a message that you are meant to bring to the world, because that is the reality. All that has happened to you in your life, the combination of your personal experiences, your personality, your learnings, all the expertise are meant to be a gift to the world. And the sooner you align yourself with those things, the more you'll be walking in the fullness of all that you're called to do, your life purpose and the fulfillment. So let's talk about this a bit. In Psalm 68, verse 29, there's a verse that says, "Your miracles, O God, have made us who we are." I love that passage. This is in the Passion Translation. It says it like this: "Your miracles, O God, have made us who we are." Do it again. What it's talking about is that the workings of God in your life have brought you to a place of who you are today. And that is a testimony of all that God has done in your life, the workings, the transformation, the responses that you've had to the things that have happened to you are a miracle, because you came out on the other side, you're thriving, you've overcome, and those become the miracles that you are to testify about of who you are. You know, I was reminded of this week as I was going through some old papers, and I came across a stack of pamphlets, and I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to share my screen and show it to you. This was something that can you see this? You see this? This is a stack of pamphlets that were put together by students that my husband and I were working with at the time as campus ministers. I spent about 17 years working as a university campus minister, working with university and college and high school kids, young adults, teaching them not only how to come into a place of transformation in their life, but then how to put that into a format that is going to share with other people and help other people. Now, you see here, there's a whole stack, and they're all different colors, they're all different lengths, there's different pictures on there. And I'm going to show you another one here in a minute, and another picture that'll show you some of the variation in what came out of that. But this is an illustration for you. I want to share it with you because it's really important. Now, you see, there's a variation. Even in the summer, this is kind of marketing, all different ways of marketing what you offer. Now, why am I showing you this? Because each one of those individuals who wrote that, and here's some right here, I've got some in my hands right here. Each one of those people that wrote those, they came from a unique background, a unique story. They had unique tests in their life that became their testimony. And one of the things that we did as campus ministers is that we helped them to bring that story into a format that they could tell it that would impact the lives of the people around them. And so we helped them do that both in a written form and put it in a written context, but also in a verbal, how to share that from the stage, how to speak that testimony. And we help them to understand that your life experiences and how you've responded to those experiences actually become part of the gift that you're meant to pass on to the world. So the test becomes a testimony, and the mess becomes a message. But how you communicate that is really important. And so each one of these, although they all have unique shapes and diagrams and drawings on them, and unique stories inside, and unique you know, everything is based on their unique personality. We let them design their own brochures. They're all different stories and all different looks and feels and personalities come through, but they have the same structure. They all have the same structure. And what that structure did, it gave them the freedom to actually be more of who they were, to actually allow that story to have a greater impact. So they all learned the structure, both in the writing and in the speaking, how to share their unique message. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because you may be thinking today that what good is it for me to share my story or parts of my life experiences with others? What impact can that have? Well, I want to tell you today that each one of these and the other ones that you saw the whole stack, each one of these pamphlets actually impacted different people's lives. They had a great impact. And even when these individuals shared their story from a stage, we had them share them from the stage. Each one of these and so many more, this is just a sampling of them, impacted people's lives, that helped people get unstuck, that helped people create shifts in their life, that helped people change the way that they did life, to get off of addictions, to really develop healthier relationships. All of these had impact on different people's lives as they were shared, as they were read, as they got into the right hands, and as the people who wrote these actually spoke them. But this is the thing. Not everyone was impacted by each one. What do I mean by that? For example, this person, Craig, was an engineer. His story, his message, probably didn't impact the people that Michelle impacted with her story, because her story was unique to her, but it was also uniquely meant to be heard and read and to impact a certain group of people. People who could relate to her story, who could resonate with her story, who had similar struggles to her, could relate to her story. And so those are the people that she was meant to reach. And the people that Craig was meant to reach are different. They're different people that were impacted by different parts of their story. So your unique message needs to be heard, because there are people waiting to hear that. Now, the important thing is that you begin to own that story, tap into your unique message, and speak it in such a way that attracts the right people who need to hear your message and be impacted. And you may not know that right away, or you may not even know, what is my message? I don't even know what my message is. Well, you're in the right place. Because if you want to know, if you know that you want to learn how to speak with greater impact, how to be able to share your personal experiences, maybe your expertise, maybe some of the things that you've learned along the way that you know can help someone else, or you know inside of you that you are called to help other people and have an impact on people's lives, but you just don't know how to do it. You don't have a structure. You don't know how to put it together. You don't know what it takes to impact people's lives with your message. Well, I want to invite you to a 5-day challenge. It's a free training for you to come starting March 29th. And it is free for, if you're in that place where you know you have a message, maybe you haven't fully identified it, but you know you're meant to have an impact and you want to learn how to do that more effectively, then I want to invite you to go to speaktotransform.com, and I will put the link up above as well. speaktotransform.com, and register for a free 5-day training starting March 29th. It's all going to be live inside a private Facebook group, but you must register in order to get the information and for me to know how many are coming. And even if you're not live every day, if you can't tap in, they are going to be recorded. It's better if you're live, because there's prizes going to be given away if you're live. But if you want to know, very simply, how to identify your unique message and how to share that in a way that's much more impactful, what are the elements that you need to be aware of, then I want to invite you to come. It's free. Invite your friends. If you're a mission-minded woman, entrepreneur, coach, consultant, or emerging woman speaker, you're invited to come. So speaktotransform.com, because there are people waiting to hear what you have to say, whether it be in writing or speaking. It's the same thing. And just like all these people learned how to tell their unique message in a way that was impacting their lives and got in front of the right people that need to hear it, I want to teach you how to do that as well. So I'll see you. Make sure you register today, speaktotransform.com, and you will be able to get the emails as to start time and everything. Have a wonderful day.